Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning.
Welcome to our worship here at Emmanuel on Mothering Sunday. Very busy day today. Today we have an ecumenical partnership pulpit swap, and I'm happy to welcome Simon Stevenette from Christ Church. Thank you for coming, Simon. We are pleased to have you here. Whether you are present here today or listening later in the week to our recorded service, please feel welcome and part of our worship. This morning's readings are read by Janet Leadbeater and me, Liz Gibney. The prayers of intercession are written and led by Wally Knight. I want to thank Liz Gleed for organising the daffodils today. It takes a lot of doing and it takes a lot of time, so I'm really grateful for her to doing it, and I'm sure we all are. There's also a tradecraft stall in the hall today. There are still a few items to be sold. Next Sunday morning is a special service. It's the Messiah, I believe. And I'd like to encourage you all to make an effort to come, especially as the clocks move. So you need to, I think you've got to get up earlier. I think it's that way around. The clocks go forward, spring forward. Most of the notices are in the weekly news, which I think hopefully you shall have got now. And finally, we'll have a few moments of silence while I light the Christ candle and the peace candle.
Thank you very much indeed. Crave that beautiful beginning to our service. Friends, thank you for having me today. I really appreciate all of your continued prayers and love. Those of you newer to Emmanuel, I'm now my 25th year as Vicar of Christ Church Old Town Partnership. October the 6th, Friday night, 7:30, there'll be a celebration of actually what God has done in our town at 25 years. But thank you for your love for us. Many families coming for their challenge. We have challenge at the moment with our youngest living with bipolar, which is why I love to come to Emmanuel, to remind Emmanuel God with us. And if you haven't been to Christ Church recently, at the front for the first time, there is a wilderness garden. Now, we all have in our church an Easter garden, obviously, on Easter Day. But these are people who are newer to Christ Church. By God's grace, 18 adults are baptised last year. And two of them, Alex and James, have designed this wilderness garden to remind ourselves that it's actually in the wilderness where Jesus met the living God, and so often the wilderness is where we find God's presence. So a particular phrase, it's okay not to be okay. Whatever we bring with us today, my prayer, this will be a refreshment service. Traditionally on the fourth Sunday in Lent, that is refreshment Sunday. It's hard work Lent. So not just in coffee afterwards and biscuits, you'll be refreshed. But I'm especially pleased with Rach and Robert's support for this year. The Bible verse we've always had for Christ Church for 25 years is our partnership Bible verse. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." A prayer for growth. God of mission, who alone brings growth to your church, send your Holy Spirit to give vision to our planning, wisdom to our actions, and power to our witness. Help our church to grow in numbers, in spiritual commitment to you, and in service to our Swindon community across our Old Town Partnership through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A bit of humour, particularly for my dear friend, Reverend Geoffrey Gleed. The warm-up at Messiah is Saturday night, Swindon Choral. The real thing is next Sunday morning here. So just as the warm-up Saturday night, but the real thing is Sunday morning. So God bless your singing next week. Alleluia. Alleluia means praise God. We stand to sing number 249. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand has made. 249. 249.
Your stars, my hero, my
son, please sit to pray. Should I say, yesterday I went to Bristol Cathedral for a very prophetic day called the Beloved Community, a place at the table for everyone. People who came who severe mental health issues, disability, sexuality. What would it be like to learn to be more inclusive? One of the resources today come from yesterday, and I trust they'll give a new slant for you to remind us that we sing that amazing hymn, God's Passion is for the Whole Created Order. Let's be quiet for a moment. We've passed perhaps some spring flowers on this glorious refreshment Sunday, Mothering Sunday. Conscious of the pain for those saying their prayers in great danger. Generous Creator, imaginer of the earth in all its rich diversity, you invite us to come to worship as we are, to receive the gift of abundant life. Rabbi Jesus, storyteller, you invite us to come as we are, to sit at your feet for this hour, to still our hearts and listen. Enlivening Spirit, rule breaker, you invite us to come as we are, to join the feast, the dance of God. We gather around the table in our Old Town partnership, where Jesus is the host, with countless others from every nation and people, tribe and language, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honour, power and might, be to our God for ever and ever. Amen. Conscious too of what's not right in God's beloved world. And so I invite you to repeat, Lord have mercy, or Christ have mercy, after these short prayers of penitence, able to cry out for our own reflection. Jesus said, friends, before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled. As sisters and brothers in God's family, we come together to ask forgiveness. You made us to be one family, yet we have divided humanity. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You were born a Jew to reconcile all people, yet we have brought disharmony among races. Christ have mercy, Christ have mercy. You rejoice in our differences, yet we make them a cause of enmity. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And how precious is this Mothering Sunday. Today is the first day of the rest of our lives. It's a new beginning. It's an Emmanuel day, as every day is an Emmanuel day. Merciful God, you are righteous and love justice. Stir the hearts of your people across our Old Town partnership, that rejoicing in our diversity, We may repent of the wrongs of the past, and by your amazing grace, seek the peaceable kingdom of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'm sure you all have copies of the Partnership magazine. And I read an article in March, actually several articles, but this particular one, about the DNA of our partnership churches. Some of you remember that because I relapsed in my cancer illness in 2003, I had a stem cell transplant. So whenever I run, I'm enormously blessed to be alive now. When it came to the stem cell transplant day, the specialist said, "Right, Simon, I'm going to hope that the goodies beat the baddies." The baddies were the cancer cells, and the stem cells were to, God willing, to multiply. Judy Ashby, some of you will know Judy, biologist, came to visit me and pray with me that day. And she said, "Simon, living things always grow. What needs to be pruned, the living things can always grow." Now, as you hear this first Bible reading, this could be a contribution to get us thinking and praying about the DNA of Emmanuel. And as you hear these qualities, this character which is here, how by God's Holy Spirit can Emmanuel and the Bath Road, and Messy Church, St. Mary's and Christ Church become more fully a well-being community where people are able to discover these characters in action. Colossians 3. Thank you, Patricia Dean.
As Stephen says, it's Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17, and it's on page 199 of the Church Bibles. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Janet, thank you. Now that is the ideal. The reality is, in all the mess of life, God finds us. Now, come with me to Nationwide, one of our biggest employers in Swindon. And their billboard says this: "We want you to bring your whole selves to work." I've had a really challenging billboard. Your whole selves to worship. That is your doubts, your fears, your anxieties, your experiences, your sexuality, whatever that might be, your pain, your wounds. Thank God we've rediscovered in pandemic all the resources in the Psalms, every emotion we go through, the 150 Psalms, the prayers Jesus prayed, the lament, the why, oh why. And many times as I go running and I've pretty, vigorous in my fellowship with God. My words are not the best words, but I bring up my frustrations and the challenges that I experience. One of the Roman Catholic writers, Bernadette Farrell, wrote this amazing hymn on Psalm 139, one of the longest psalms. And as we stand to sing this, we stand as we are to the Lord who longs to help us from where we are, the next steps during Lent. Free, O One, free, O One. O Lord, you search me and you know me. Please stand. Please sit down for our second Bible reading on this Mothering Sunday. The emotion of this part of Jesus' life as he died.
The reading is from John 19. Verses 25b to 27. And you can find it on page 111. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will pray in a moment, but just a little bit of context. I have here the text of a sermon preached 2 weeks ago, St. Bennet's in Cambridge, by Reverend Anna Matthews. I don't know Anna personally, but I was aware what a gifted priest she was. She was a presenter of St. Alden's Cathedral for 10 years and has been there for 10 years. She preached a sermon 2 weeks ago on Nicodemus coming by night. The Wednesday after, she committed suicide. And the Thursday, day after, people gathered in their utter desolation. And her husband spoke of experience of resurrection in all the pain. Last week, I got the sermon here of our spiritual director, Mark Oakley, an amazing poet, and in the heartache of that. At the end of the sermon, he quotes the words that Anna used 2 weeks ago. The Holy Spirit isn't done yet. In the darkness of the tomb, new life stirs. And on the third day, the door will be open to the dazzling light of the resurrection. This is where Nicodemus's journey leads him, from the cover of darkness to the radiant dawn of everlasting day. I want to imagine a fourth encounter for Nicodemus, though John's gospel is silent. I want to see him meet the risen Lord in the full light of day, all concern for reputation and status gone, all his answers questioned, as he follows Jesus into the new creation, enters in full into his birth from above. For this is where our Lenten journey is leading us to, drawing us along that path, or catching us up in the breath of the Spirit, where all our darkness turns to light, where all that is dead lives, and where we are given our lives back in Jesus, in being born from above. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for all those who mourn Anna's loss, particularly in St. Bennet's, Cambridge, right now. Pray for Anna's family, the amazing wisdom, the word she preached 2 weeks ago. And we ask you, Lord, that across our partnership, the DNA be such that we're able to carry the pain, carry the darkness, because we know, Emmanuel, you're with us in the pain and the darkness and the anguish. Take our wounds and bring us your healing and your wholeness. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So in terms of DNA, whether you've chanced to look at that question, I'd love to hear over coffee and tea your reflections on that. But to get you thinking, and I saw it today, the amount of hard work done by members of Man to get today on, and anything unusual like a visiting preacher or Mothering Sunday, there's more work to do. And we can get consumed by the doing to keep church going. But we all know, in our differences, we are human beings. So this is contributions gone to the Church Council of Christchurch. As we think about our DNA, what we want in all those who come to us and our ministry with them, for them to experience being at Christchurch. Beloved, knowing that I am precious, unique, and infinitely loved, that I am made to love and be loved. Beholding, seeing the difference that knowing God is love can make in my life and the lives of others. Belonging, finding my place in this Christian family as well as the wider human family. Becoming, learning how I can be my best self in service of God and neighbour. You'll recognise the Beatitudes in that, the Matthew 5, blessed are those. You may notice we've not included their believing. Interesting to think about that. But you could summarise that in the words of the prophet Micah 6, verse 8. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So I ask friends, you know, because since Anna's suicide, there's a whole Facebook thing, the pressures facing ministers. And that pressure may say facing anybody in the church in these challenging days. So do you find church to be a refreshment place? On this refreshment Sunday, I can only say that I'm needing more and more time quietly because the challenge facing us as a family, because public life is more and more demanding these days. But the refreshment of God. I've been deeply thankful for about 25 years, ecumenical colleagues, but especially this last year for Robert and for Rach. Rach has spoken publicly, the Challenge of Mothering Sunday. She led on Thursday a Mothering Sunday runaway for those who dread this day. You'll be aware of Robert's long COVID and obviously our sons, particularly with Hugo, with mental health challenges. And a deep sense of in the vulnerability of God's grace and God's healing. Last Sunday evening, and actually again, Jeff, thank you for you, because so often you're ahead of the game, Jeff. And years ago, Jeff said, why don't we have a united evening worship? For whatever reason, it didn't happen then, but it's happening now. And it is brilliant, and Robert and Rach. But last week, just after Women's Day, Rach led us on some feminist understanding about the Christian faith. But she used this reading, and I want to say, as I say it now, I hope it will remind you that in a world where so often men treat women terribly badly, there's a whole tradition in our scriptures of women being incredibly vital in God's salvation, of people of colour, of ethnic groups, and we need a much bigger vision of God's purposes. There is a line of women. There is a line of women extending back to Eve, whose role in shaping history God only could conceive. And though through endless ages their witness was repressed, God valued and encouraged them, through whom the world was blessed. So sing a song of Sarah, to laughter she gave birth, and sing a song of Tamar, who stood for woman's worth, and sing a song of Hannah, who bargained with her Lord, and sing a song of Mary, who bore and bred God's word. There is a line of women who took on powerful men, defying laws and scruples to let life live again. And though despite their triumph, their stories stayed untold, God kept their number growing, creative, strong, and bold. So sing a song of Shipra, with Pua at her hand. Engaged to kill male children, they foiled the king's command. And sing a song of Rahab, who sheltered spies and lied. And sing a song of Esther, preventing genocide. There is a line of women who stood by Jesus' side, who housed him while he ministered, and held him when he died. And though they claimed he'd risen, their news was deemed suspect till Jesus stood among them, his womanly elect. So sing a song of Anna, who saw Christ's infant face, and sing a song of Martha, who gave him food and space, and sing of all the Marys, who heeded his requests, and now at heaven's banquet are Jesus' fondest guests. Second reading, Jesus is dying, and Jesus commends his care to beloved disciple Mary, his mother, Mary's sister, and possibly an aunt, Mary Magdalene. The beloved disciple, yes, is John. But I want to say, dear friends of Emmanuel, you are the beloved disciple. And if you go back to that reading, imagine yourself that Jesus is saying to you, look after the faith. Live out the faith. Just take Colossians 3, but be refreshed, be renewed. And so when it is really hard being a Christian, please do come to communion. And today my prayer is the Holy Spirit will so come and refill us. We'll leave 10 foot tall to face the challenges of this life, confident in who we are in Christ. I am very challenged by that nationwide billboard. I want you to bring your whole selves to work, your whole selves to worship. I think they're way ahead many ways, the Christian church. But all I know is that as I get older in faith, I've got so much more to learn. And in terms of DNA, something about human being. The glory of God is a human being fully alive. If you missed Susan Derber's remarkable Lent talk, it's now on YouTube. Please do listen to that, the question I'm afterwards. She was in our home for supper with Rach. And very movingly, Rach said to me, Susan, one of her lifetime heroes, who's helped as a feminist to see the Bible as for her. And at the end, as I said goodbye to Susan, Rach said to me, you know, sometimes you meet your heroes, they disappoint you. She was overcome by all she received from God, from one of her spiritual heroes. So, dear friends, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Whatever the DNA of Emmanuel, of our partnership might be, may we know this Lent, the refreshment of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the wonder of the words we're singing today. But if I just take the one words, and we're starting to think now about confirmation for May the 20th. But these words to me, the inspiration of the Trinity, and in all our many questions, or been written on this subject, it boils down to 21 words. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. As Jesus died, yes, he commended his mother, beloved disciple, but it's Holy Spirit that brings refreshment and renewal. I pray God that be true for us personally, and us as a partnership going forward in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, conscious of all that we've shared and all those who are in great turmoil, we cannot measure how you heal or answer a believer's prayer. Number 140. I think we're actually going to sing this Sit It Down. I think it's a very prayerful song. It's also going to be an offertory, so we give an offertory to God's work here. Number 140, as we sit, we cannot measure how you heal. Thank you, Lord, for those amazing words, and thank you for all the amazing people in this church right now. Pray we come as we are, with our God-given gifts, time, talents, resources, and God-given money. We offer you us as we are, Lord Jesus. Your word says, all things come from you, and of your own do we give you. So please take the loaves and fishes offered and multiply them for your gospel's grace and for your fruitfulness, for the growth of your kingdom here in Swindon and further afield. For your glory's sake we pray. Amen. And now as we pray for messy church and all the mess of life God's in the midst, it will actually be on 27th of May that the Messy Church core team will be leading the partnership in our birthday service, a messy Pentecost. It is messy. It's active all over the place, including nationwide. Delighted that Wally Knight will lead us into sessions. Let us pray for God's grace. Thank you, Wally.
Dear Lord, on this special day, Mothering Sunday, we want to say thanks to all mothers out there. There are many kinds of them, and we thank you for all their care and nurture and love, whatever circumstances they find themselves in. We thank you too for our own mums, even if they passed away recently or many years ago. We turn now to the world and all its needs. We pray to you for peace, your peace in all countries and in all situations. May we ourselves be peacemakers, and may all those in power make decisions that are for the good of all and especially for the vulnerable. As for our own country, we pray for justice and fairness for all. As we look around us, we thank you that spring is on its way soon, and the flowers and trees are slowly showing new life, just as you give us new life and hope. We pray too for the churches in our town and all over the country, that they may be beacons of light to our communities and offer a really warm welcome to all who enter their buildings. May we too try to be a source of comfort to our fellow citizens. With Easter approaching fast, please remind us of all that your dear Son suffered for us and how important he is to every person on this earth. We pause now to pray for those we know going through difficult times. And finally, we thank you for every blessing that you have given and do give to us. In your dear Son's name, amen.
Please stand. Just come from St. Mary's in Commonweal Road. And for the first time, everybody shared the peace together. And I'm very conscious we're a different stage of that, so I wouldn't want to presume on that. But I want you to imagine me giving you all a hug at this particular point in the service. But as we share this, may we continue the peace after some refreshment time and in our encouragement and our support one to another. But dear friends, we are the body of Christ. But we're all baptised into one body. Let them pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life together. The peace of the Lord Emmanuel be always with you and also with you. God bless you as we journey on together. And now, if I get beloved in my throat, you'll understand. But I find this tune gets right to the heart of the Christian faith. Number 45, towards communion. Here is love vast as the ocean. There's no ocean around Old Town. I have to imagine when I run round Coatwater, Devon or Cornwall. But as you sing this, may you have this image of beyond the horizon. There's so much more to experience. Here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. 45. Do sit to pray. So I'm using the communion service sheet you're used to. There will be a new take. So you might find this quite controversial, but it was offered yesterday by the Dean, Mandy Ford, our speaker, on week two of our Lent series in our cathedral church. And I want to offer it to you for your consideration and your prayer. Friends, the Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love you made us for yourself. When we turned away, did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life. We might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night Jesus was betrayed, some of his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, Jesus gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. As you proclaim Jesus' death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ our risen Lord. With your whole church, throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. We break this bread for those who love God and seek the truth, for those who worship in the many ways of Hinduism, for those who follow the path of the Buddha, for our sisters and brothers of Islam, for the Jewish people from whom we come, and pray that one day we may become one. We break this bread for the great green earth, for the forests, fields and seas, for the species of plant and animal life that we are destroying, and pray that one day God's original blessing will be restored. We break this bread for those who have no bread, for the hungry, the homeless, and all who are refugees, and pray that one day this world may be a home to all. And we break this bread for the broken parts of ourselves, for our broken relationships, and for the wounded child in each one of us right now, praying that one day we may find the wholeness that is of Christ and Christ's gifts to us. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. So we hold a silence, remembering how much this meal costs our Lord Jesus Christ. How he longs to pour his grace, his refreshment, his spirit, his healing into us. To help us be who we created to be, his beloved children. His beloved children, his daughters and his sons. Let us be, let us pray, who we're meant to be, the beloved children of Almighty God, confident in his grace, his power at work through us and through his church. We are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So, dear friends, draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. And bring in remembrance that Jesus lived, died, and rose again for each one of us. And when your hearts by faith with thanksgiving this refreshment Sunday. Jesus died for you. Amen. Jesus lives in you. Amen. On this Mothering Sunday, loving God, as a mother feeds her children at the breast, you feed us in this sacrament with the food and drink of eternal life. Help us in Old Town Partnership, who have tasted your goodness, grow in grace within the household of faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And together, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise of glory. Amen. Never retire in the Christian life. For your baptism, you are a FTCW, a full-time Christian worker, whatever age you are. And there's a lovely phrase that says, you are a gift from God, discover it, and use your gift for others' benefit and for God's glory. On this Mothering Sunday, everybody will receive now some daffodils, a gift from Emmanuel. And as you receive these daffodils, may you know that you are a gift from God. And may you, with the Holy Spirit's help, offer your gifts for others' benefit and for God's glory. Thank you, Richard. So let's be receiving these gifts, holding them, and how beautiful this gift is. How beautiful you are. How much you've got to give in God's service. I want to invite you to support Salos at Christchurch, 31st of March, the 1st of April. It's remarkable, and I can only say, many of the cast would say they're agnostic, but Simon, we're in Jesus' company, and their joy is an amazing gift. I wouldn't want anything else in our partnership. The joy of the Lord is your strength, that we might have a renewal of joy across our partnership. So that's available. Do come along, 31st or the 1st. I won't be singing it now, it will spoil Salos, but I'll be singing these words. See him more clearly, love him more dearly, follow him more nearly, day by day. Long after these flowers have died, may we see Jesus more clearly, living his risen life. Thank you very much indeed for those who made those flowers. Just a reminder that this Wednesday is for David Gray has a very powerful prophetic, political talk about Jesus, the prophet, at 7 o'clock. You can't be there. It's live streamed very professionally by Matt Collins, available on YouTube. And then the last two, you'll have those details. I saw some posters outside. Don't let them stay there. Take them out to a friend, because we're saying way beyond the church. People are loving this series. Who is Jesus? Jesus then and Jesus now. But today, deliberately, we launch our Passion Tide Holy Week Easter partnership leaflet. Take ones away, offer it to a friend. We can print out more if you like them. But some really exciting opportunities to do what God's spell says, to see Jesus more clearly. And so we sing with the psalmist now a setting of Psalm 23, a more modern tune, Stuart Townsend. But as you sing this, and particular words, I will trust in you alone, in all of our challenges, all that Anna lived through the day that she died, and yet her husband can still say day after, she now knows the resurrection. We stand to sing number 314. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. Please stand. dear friends, as we journey on, may the blessing of God surround us. May angels and friends share our journey. May we be wise, strong, and creative. May we celebrate life and hope. May God's image grow within us. May laughter and courage heal us. May the gospel sustain us. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you, upon God's beloved world, our country, our town, all those whom you love, pray for, serve, remember, today, Mothering Sunday, through Lent, to the glory of Easter and always. Amen. Amen. When the worship ends, the service begins. Please do stay for refreshment before that. Thank you.